Weiter in Shas, we're in Harios Daf Gimel, picking it up on Beis by the bottom of the page. Two lines up from the bottom, Michti. So, we said in the Gemara yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda showed us that two Brises disagree in a case where a Yachid went with the mistaken Beis Din, whether or not he brings a Chatas. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Amor, not the Tana. As our Mishnah had said, that if you have a Yachid that goes along with it, the Horas Beis Din, he's being so Mechanem, therefore he's Potter for bringing a Chatas. But Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says, not everyone agrees with that. And we say it's a Machlokas, and he says, Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. The first Brise is in sync with our Mishnah, that you don't bring a Chatas in such a case. And he says, that's Rabbi Yehuda, going along with our Mishnah. The second brisa, which says that you do bring a chatas in such a case, says goes according to the chachamim. And now the gemara comes along and it challenges this idea. Says the gemara, michti. Let's see, tarvayu stamei tanan. Both of these are stam brises. Mimai dekamaisi Rabbi Yehuda, obasayis Rabbanan. How do you know that the first one is Rabbi Yehuda and the second one is the Rabbanan? Maybe it's the flip. And for the Gemara, man shamatle the darish miuta ki haigavna. Who do we find that that darshins miutim in such a fashion? Meaning, the drasha of the first brisa is quite a unique style. It's darshining from one word in the pasuk and connected to three different words, three separate words. And who is that style? You guessed it, Rabbi Yehuda. Like we see in the following, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, peep, turn the page. Gimel, Amud, Aleph. Zos Taurus Ha'ola, he. Now it continues with saying, Zos Taurus Ha'ola, he Ha'ola, Al Mukta, Al Mezbeach, Kol Alay. It starts off as Aaron Vespon of Lemur. So we go and we say, Hare Elu Shlosha Miutin. These are three different Miutin. What does that mean? It's a Rashi goes and he spells out that when it says Zos Torah Sa'ola, the Torah writes three Miutim types of terms together in the pasuk that tell you to teach that even a carbon that is pasul that was brought up on the Mizbeach, it stays up there. Zos is a miut when it says zos, meaning saying it's this go if this goes up, it doesn't come down, but another type of psul would come down even if it's brought up already. He is a miut as in only it, and ha'ola is a miut as in hey idea, only a valid ola, not an invalid ola. Now Yehuda explains that the reasons for the three miutim is to be my three types of psulim. One would be a carbon that's shechted at night. Two would be a carbon whose blood spilled before it could be thrown in the mizbeach. And the third one is a carbon whose blood is left on the azara, right? In these three, in these cases, the animal has to be removed from the mizbeach. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's style. So clearly, he said this Rabbi Yehuda. Viba Yisem, another answer is to say the following idea. And that is, Adayin, how do we know that it can't be, that it must be the first one is Rabbi Yehuda, the second one is Chachamim. And the bride, so it starts with Adayin in the Omer, which is the second one. Adayin in the Omer, lo matzis mukmas luck, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not possible to say that's going in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Katani, what does it say in that bride? Rov kahal shechatu beis din mevien al yedeim par. It says that if majority of the congregation did in Aveiri, then the beis din is going to now bring the parallel Dovish Tzibor. The Rabbi Yehuda, but if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be. Because why would the Brisa say the court, the beis din brings the carbon Helm Dovish Tzibor? Ha'amer Tzibor Huda Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Tzibor brings it. This is parallel Dovish Tzibor, not the beis din. So clearly that can't be him. And he has to be not the second Brisa, but the first Brisa. And beis din lo, beis din doesn't bring it. How do we know that? Well, the Mishnah is coming up in Daf Hey. We didn't learn it yet, but the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, the seven Shvatim that sinned, Mevi'in Shiva Parim. They bring seven Parim. So he's saying that each of the Shvatim there is considered Kahal, and they're the ones who bring it, but not the Bezin. And it's saying that the Bezin can't be the second person is him. It must be the first one is him. Period. V'Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, he comes and he agrees with the review to the Amora, that not everyone agrees with our Mishnah, that says that the Yachid who goes according to Bezin is going to go bring a carbon. But he doesn't say that it's really Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana. It's confusing because Rabbi Yehuda is Amora and Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. So he's saying, he doesn't say that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, is the one of the first price of the Chum, the second one, but rather he says, Zu Divi Rabbi Meir. He says that our Mishnah is going along with the Mishnah that says that somebody goes according to the Beis and I said, for bringing a carbon, he said, that's Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say that one who does it is going to be Chayev. Now, ask the Gemara. My Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan. When you say it's Rabbi Meir, you say it's Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Meir, which Rabbanan are we talking about? The tiny Willington of Brysa, Haruviasu. Let's say based and come along, and they paskin vaasu, and they do according to their psak. Rabbi Meir, Poter, Meir says, you're Poter, Vachamir, Mechayevim, say you're going to be Chayev. The question is, who's they? When it says that Horu Basin Horu Vasu. Who did it? Who the ones that did it? Man Asu. Elim Basin, if you want to say we're talking about the Basin did it. So my time the Rabban is a Mechayev. Why would the Rabban coming to be Mechayev Basin? If Vatayim went in a Braisa, Yachal Horu Basin Vasu Basin, Yachal Yuchayavim, you would think that if they paskin, then they went against their own psak, that they'd be chayv to bring a par helim dovish tzibor, Tamad Lomer, Hakahal Vasu. Therefore, you have the pasuk to tell you, know, Hakahal. And the pasuk says, Im kol adas Yisrael, Yishku. Vinelum davermeini hakahal vasu. So it's got to be the kahal su and not them. Maisa talui bekahal. This action is dependent on the kahal. Vahora talui bebezin. Hora is talui bebezin. Rashi says the chsiv vinelum davar hainu shahoru laavor meini hakahal the hainu bezin. So that's talking about those are bezin. So when the paralim davar is brought, a farm was brought only where the public did it and not where it was the basin that did it. Therefore, so we can't explain that the Asu is talking about the basin, because then we wouldn't say they brought the carbon. Ella Horu Basin must argue the case where the basin were paskin Vasu Rova Kahal. And the majority of the Kahal went along with what he said to do. My time with Rabbi Meir de Potter, Frick the Gemara, then why would Rabbi Meir say that such a thick case is Potter? That, you know, that's the Param Davish Sibor, that you go ahead and majority of them did it and then you bring it. And Allah, we must be talking about a case of Haru Basin Vasu Miyat Kahal. Must be that Basin Paskin. And the miyat of the gal did it. Bahal kamifkin. This is their machlokas. Mar Salver, meaning Rabbi Meir, yachid shalsa barat bezin potter. He says the yachid, you're going to be potter. Mar Salver, name the chacham, yachid shalsa barat bezin chayev. So therefore, you see, it was Rabbi Meir, right? That is the opinion now of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, not necessarily. The Kuliyama, really, we could say that both the Rebbe and the Chachamim are maskim, the Yachid Shasabur is Bezin Potter. Even the Chachamim would say that. Ella Bezin Mashin Lo of Tzibur Kamifkli, the Machlokas is whether or not Bezin could finish up to be Rov Tzibur. Rashi says, Bezin Mashin Lo Rov Tzibur, Ta'asu Im Me'at Tzibur Vishlim Lo of Tzibur. That is, you don't have the majority. You only have up to 50%, maybe even including it, but you don't have Rov. You have 50% of the Tzibur did it, and now Bezin also do it, and that puts it over to 51%. Ma'ar Sovereign. Name of the Chachamim, Bezin Mashlim, Rov Tzibor. Thank you, Mashlim, Rov Tzibor. Now bring the Param Dovish Tzibor. Meir Sovin, Rav Meir says, Ain Bezin Mashlim, Rov Tzibor. No, Bezin is not Mashlim. The Rov Tzibor. V'boy Seima, you have another way of understanding this this Braisa, we could explain it. Haru Bezin, Rosh Ruba Shokal. Let's say that Bezin Paskin and majority of the Tzibor went along with that mistake. Uman Chachamim, Haru Basin Vasu Uman Chachamim, and who are the Chachamim? Rabbi Shimon, he. The Chachamim are Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Tzibur Maisi, U Basin Maisi. They say, we had a machlokas. Who brings the Param Dovish Tzibur? Is it the Tzibur? Is it the Basin? And now we have a third Shita, and that is he comes and he says that it is both of them come along and bring a Param Dovish Tzibur. Rashi explains that Tzibur Maisi, Rabbi Meir Poter Tzibur, Taha Kamaisi Basin, Kidar Mirin Lakaman, Dafe, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shachatu, Basin Mevian Aleyan, Parvehim Paturim. The Basin brings in their Poter. Vikasha Ha Amrina and Bechola Torah in Miot Achar Miot Ella. Rabos, Elu Gimel Miutim Dematinan Osam Biushami Mefarish Hani Mili Echidaleka Ela Beis Miut. That's only Miut Achar Miut. Aval Hachad Yika Gimel Miutim Bezeh Chazeh Bechad Kra Kula Osel Lamait Vechein Belamed Midos Matzasi. Also found the Salam Midos. So he says the Tzibur goes in, he brings it. So when the mayor says that they're going to be Potter, he means that the Kahal is Potter from bringing the Parham Dovish to Tzibur, because he says that the court goes and brings it and not the peeps. And the Chum say no, when it says they, the Kahal, are going to be Chayev. And why? Because really both the Bezin and the Tzibur have to go bring a carbon hell armless of Tzibur. Another way of going along and explaining this whole Shtekel Torah, Shevet Sha'asu Bairaz Bizdino. Really, we could say the Bryce is talking about the case of a Shevet, who the whole tribe who acted according to the Bizdin, Uman Chachamim, and who is the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, back to Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Miller Tanabaisa, Shevet Sha'asu Baros Bezdino. You have a Shevet that goes according to the Bezdin, then also a Shevet Chayev. That Shevet's got to bring a par helim dover shel tzibor. Right? So that's that opinion is, it says that each tribe itself considered a kahal. Rashi says lahavi par the kasavah shevet echad ikri kahal. It's called a kahal. A fourth pshat v'yibay yisema. We're out of control here. Everybody yisema kigon shechatu shisha v'hein rubel shel kahal. The Bryce is talking about a case where six shvatim when did the avera here, the mistaken psak, and they are the majority of the kahal. O shiva or seven. Avabisha ain't on Ruben Shakal. Oh, big chiddush over there. Even though not the majority, but they're the majority of the shvatim, even not the majority of the people. Masdi said, Mani, who is our Mishnah going like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he is going to the world of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya Millington of Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishma, whoa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in his name, Rashi says, whose name? Shall Rabbi Meir. For all Masdi said, Mepharsha, come on, the Mishnah is going to be explained later on. Chatu Shisha Vein Ruba Shakal. Let's say you have six tribes, they did the sin. And they are the majority of that of the kahal. Oh, shiva, alpha bishayin and rubish kahal chayav, and then they're going to be chayav to bring a carbon parhelim dover shell seabor. The chachamim are of the opinion. The chachamim of the brayser say that you have to either have a majority of the total amount of yidden or the majority of the shvatim in order to bring a parim shel tzibor. Meir says that we got to have both, the majority of the shvatim and a majority of the peeps that are going on over there. Okay. Wow, we got a bunch of answers. Now let's try to understand what exactly this means when you need the majority, the rove of Bnei Yisrael to bring a parim shel tzibor. Amar Rav Asi. And a reference to the psak, the wrong psak, with this parim dover shel tzibor. It says Rashi, the kaimel and kihoru bezin, v'asu rov kahal al piyam, shemevien par, halich achal rov yoshvei eretz Yisrael. We go according to the majority of those that are living in Eretz Yisrael, and not those outside. Rashi says, the osam shebechutz laretz, enu min aminyan, v'lo osan demanchil mitzrayim, minachal mitzrayim, v'lochutz, that's called chutzlar. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, why? How do we know this? Because a pasuk says, "Vayash Shlomo ba'isahi esachag." He made a celebrate good times. Come on, Shlomo Melech made a chag. V'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol. V'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol. Milavo chamas ad nachal Mitzrayim. From this location to that. Lufnei Hashem Elokeinu shivas yamim v'shivas yamim arbas hayom. 7 days and 7 days is a total of 14 days when we're setting up the Mishkan. Michti, let's break it down. It says that all of Israel is with him. Kahal gadol milvul chamas and nachal mitzrayim lomeli. Then why do I have to add in from the coming from Hamas until the river of Mitzrayim? Shvamina, we learn from here. Hani hu dekri kahal. It's only these yidden that are living inside of Eretz Yisrael that consider kahal. Aval hanach the loy kri kahal. But those outside are not considered kahal. Tosas points out fascinatingly, kahal gadol milvul chamas. Afal pi the divrei Torah midivrei kabbalah lo yalfinan. That is that we don't learn out Allah. Is generally from the different Kabbalah, from the Vim, from prophets. So how can we learn out this halach over here? The answer is it's just a gilei milsa. It's not that the concept of what is a kahal actually means, what it means, but it's not actually giving the psak. Says the Gemara, pshita merubin v'nisma'atu. It is pashat. Let's say you had a straight up harem d'vashot tzibor. The majority of the people did the wrong thing over here, and now what ended up happening? it was a wrong psak. Most of the Kahal did like that, and I have to bring Parim Shal Dovash Tzivar. But Rashi points out that before they were to bring it, some of those people that did the wrong thing, they died. So now the remaining are actually a miut. Hainu plukta de Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. That falls into the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. I encourage you to read the Rashi. I'm not going to read this Rashi right now, but I'm just going to speak out very briefly that there's a machlokas that comes from Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan in the Mishnah and Daf Yod about a chatas that was brought by a Kohen Gadol there's a type of chatas that's brought by a Kohen Gadol or by a Nasi. If you have the Kohen Meshuach does an Aveidi, right, there's a mistake, and that a regular person would be chayv chatas, he brings something known as a par kohen Mashiach. And if a Nasi does something in Avera, he brings something known as a seir Nasi. And these go in place of the normal chatas of the sheep or a goat that's brought by the regular people here. So that it's pashit that that's a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Oh, I gotta have to spell this out. So what is the case talking about? The Mishnah Daf Yod is talking about where you have a regular person, a head yot, he doesn't have vera, that you gotta bring a chatas. But then that person becomes a nasir kohen gadol before you brought the carbon. So what happens now? Because there's a different type of carbon. So the Tanakama, the Chachamim, they come along and they hold that he's going to be chayv a regular chatas because the chatas goes according to the time the simon is actually done. And since he wasn't yet the nasir the kohen gadol, then he has to bring a regular chatas. Rabbi Shimon argues with him, and he says that if his avedi was known to him before he became when he was appointed, then he's chayv to a regular chatas. But if he became known to him afterwards, then he's going to be putter from bringing that particular chata. So we said that pshita meruben v'nismatu hainu plukta Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan mu'atam nisrabu ma'ai. What happens if it's a flip? And that is you have him. There's a minority, a mu'at, and that followed according to the Beis Din, and later it became that it's the rebbe, it's a rabbim. What's going to be the din in such a case? Me pligir Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Do they argue? And that case is, well, how does this happen? That means, let's say, 49% did the wrong thing and 51 didn't, but then a bunch of the 51ers died, making the 49 now 51 and the 51 to 49. What's going to be the din over there? What do they argue there also? Rabbi Shimon da'asel basi yediya mechayev, Rabbanan da'asel basi chatas patri, right? That is, Rabbi Shimon, who goes according to yediya, the moment of awareness, that's what's going to tell you whether you're going to be chayav or not. Will he say over here that there's going to be a chiyav of a param dom shosibur because the awareness happened when they were the majority? Rabbanan da'as yibas a chatas patch and Rabbanan who go according to, follow the moment of the avera to figure out where your chatas is going to be, now he's going to say it's going to be potter from, since they were a miyat at the time the thing was actually done. Oh, lo! Or maybe we don't compare these two cases over here. My, what's going to be the din? Back to Gemara of Itizbara. You want to compare these cases? And with the Shamat Leila Rabbi Shimon. When do we hear from Rabbi Shimon that Mishnah Daf Yod? The Azil Af Basu Yediya. Hechadav Yediya V'chatas B'chiyav. Rashi explains, Vitizbara, Imer Dishamatle Rabbi Shimon, Da'azel Afbasi Yediyah, Da'amer Im No Dalehem, Ad Shalom Nismenu, Chayavin, Hechad Havi Yediyah, Vachata, Vachiyah. That which we learned from the Mitzvah Rabbi Shimon, let's say that he also follows the moment of Yediyah of awareness to make a Chiyav and Chatas, where both the moment of awareness and of transgression of the Avera happen in the period of the Chiyav of a Chatas. But Yediyah delo chata mishamatle. Did you learn from that Mishnah Rabbi Shimon goes follows the moment of awareness to make a chatas chayav even without a chait happening at the time of the chiyav? Of course not. Deim kain laisi kihashta. If it's really true, if you want to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, the only really factor is the moment of the Yediyah, then a Kohen Gadol or Nasi who became aware of this Avera that he did before becoming a Kohen Nasi, but he found, meaning who became aware of an aver that he committed beforehand, but only afterwards, he should not be chayv to bring a chatas like the one who's, which is, he should have to be chayv to bring the special chatas that applies to the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi. Rabbi Shimon holds that he's going to be potter from both the regular one and also from the special one. Ella Rabbi Shimon chatav yadia ba'i. Rather, we must say, Rabbi Shimon needs, when figuring out the chatas chiyav, both the moment of the actual avera and the moment of awareness. Okay, moving along. Iba ilu haru bezin chelev mutter. Let's say bezin paskins. If chelev is mutter, we know obviously chelev is the fats of the animal that are not mutter. Only shuman is, but of the paskin is. Va'asu miyut ha'kal, and a miyut of the kal do it, like a minority of the kila. V'chazu bezin bahen, and then they changed their psak and they went with, oh, wait a minute, it's a mistake, we're wrong. And afterwards, v'haru asu miyotacher, then they made a mistake again. And they said the chelev is mutter, and then a different minority went according to what they said, and then they reversed again what they had said. Ma'u, what's going to be the din? Do we, like, add these two shtiklech together or not? I mean, for majorities. Kevin the shtey adios, then no lomit starev, do we say, because there's two different times of awareness, and therefore they don't combine to one another. Odelma came into Edividi Chelev who Mitzaref. We said because both it's Chelev, therefore they are connected. Rashi is the Chelev Shem Echad who the Ben Chelev Hamachases Akarev and Ben Chelev Machases Dakin Shem Echad who Shechelev Stamikur. It's called Chelev. Not only that, Im. Tim Salomar, Kiva de Idi Vidi Chelev, whom it's tired. If you want to say that because the same shame there, it's tired, then what happens if Miot Bechelev Sha'al Gabe Hakeva, if a minority did it, eat from the Chelev that's on the Kiva by the stomach area? Miot Bechelev Sha'al Gabe Dakin. The others did it by the small intestines. Mao, do those the mitzvah has them vade kiven the betray kroy kaasi lo mitzvah? Do we say that since they're learned from two different psukim, therefore they're not combined to make to become together? Dilma kiven the chelev who mitzvah, since they're both called chelev, therefore they're going to be mitzvah. And v'im tam saloma shem chelev who mitzvah does have a shem chelev and therefore mitzvah. Then what happens if miut bechelev and miut bedam? What happens if it's a mixture of chelev and dam? Hacha vaday trei, the trei isurin, the two different isurin, they came into ein isurin shave lomasav, since their isur is not equal. Why is it two isurim here? Kevin the trei isurin, and Rashi says the chelev einu shave bechol the chelev chaya mutter, and the chelev is not shave with everything because chelev chaya is going to be mutter. Odelma kevin the carbon shave mitzav. Do we say it since their carbon is the same? Therefore, they are mitzav. Therefore, they're mitzav, and we do bring a parum dam shavtzi. But v'ein tim salom are kevin the carbon shave mitzav. Miut bechelev miut bavodas kachav mahu. What happened if a miut does through chelev? They do the issue of chelev, and a miut does avodah zara. That's just carbonum seira velokisba, right? That of avodas kachav. It's a different carbon. Hacha vadein isur and shava vein carbon. So it's not the same. It's not the same carbon. Odem kevin dvd kares who mitzav. Do we? Can both of them be mitzvah because both of them are kares? Says the Gemara, teiku. Good question, z. And we leave that till Yoh Navi. Yibaylu, yibaylu. Haru bezin shechelev mutter. Let's say they paskind. I'm going to say chelev is mutter. Also, miyot the kal, part of the kal goes and they do it. The miyot, the mace also bezin the bezin and dies. Right, that bezin is now donski. So amid bezin acher v'chaz v'haru. And then another bezin comes along, and they paskin like the first bezin. Also miyadach, and if another miyadach comes along, do they are they mitzdarif? Alibi the mandamer bezin maisi loti boilach. According to the one who says that the bezin are the ones that bring the parlam dover shel tzibor, there's no question over here. Why? Because the whole list of those original ones are no longer here. Aliki doboilach. When's the question? Alibi the mandamer tzibor maisi. According to the one who says that the tzibor is the one that goes and brings it. My, what's going to be the din? Tzibor ha'kari. Do we see that Tzibor's there? And therefore, these two minorities are mitzvah. Went to the next. Beep, turn the page. Give them all a base. So Delma, or perhaps we say, Yedia dahu beizdin dahoru beinan. Or maybe we need the awareness of that beizdin that made the mistake. And we don't got that anymore. But the Gemara, teiku. Rashi says, "Tap Rashi klama lo ba'inan de tavi lo yudia the basin kama mitzdarfi." Right, and we said that you don't need it, therefore they're mitzdarf.
And for the Gemara, Teku. Amar Rav Yonasan, Meya Shiyash Velaros. If 100 judges, they sit down, they're going to come and they're going to pass in something over here, and they make a mistake. Ein Chayavin Ad Sheyaru Kulan. That can be chayav, this parallel Dovish Shatsibra, unless they all paskin. You're not 99, a hundi. Shenemar, as it says, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, and that the entire Adas Yisrael made a mistake, Ad She Yishku Kulan, which is implying that a parallel Dovish Shatsibra is not there, is not going to happen, unless all the members of them, of the Beit Din, make a mistake. Ad She Tish. Tifshot Torah b'chol adas Yisrael until it spreads to all the Yisraelites. Dahenu osan shiyash v'loros. Those that have sat down to basket. Amar Avuna b'ridu Rav Hoshaya. Hachinam Yistamba. It also makes sense to explain it to mean that the entire base didn't have to make them sense. The b'chol haTorah kula kaimalan rubo kakulo. In the entire Torah we hold, majority is like all. V'hachik siv kol adas. But over here it says the entirety. Hol v'kach afil hein mea. And since it says that's the case, then it's even if there are 100 judges, it still's got to be all of them, and it's no longer we can't say Ruba Kakulo because the Dafka says Kol in this case. Tana, in fact, hold on a second. We looked at a Mishnah that if Horu Bezdin, if Bezdin Paskin, they matter someone says us, if Yad the Echaman Shato, and one of them, they know that there's a mistake over there. Oh, Talmud, or one of the students there, Viroi Lahora, and he was Ra'oi to Paskin, Vahalach Vasalpi, and when he did it, when according to their word, Bain Chasavasa Yamani, Bain Chasavasa Yachrain, Bain Shalosu Asa, Harezeh Chayev, he's going to be Chayev Mechatas, but if Shalot Tala be Bezdin, because he's not Tala in Bezdin. Because they know, right? So, hi, who the Chayev? Is it Tayhuda Chayef? Is it only this person, this judge, or this Talmud who's going to be Chayef to be a Chattis if he did that? Ha'acher Pater? Va'amai, why would that be the case? Ha'lo Nigma Ho'ra. The ruling, the din, was never finished because this judge wasn't part of the final din. Therefore, it must be that you don't need all of them to be part of it, which goes against what Jonathan just said. And for the Gemara, Chmaiskina, what are we talking about? Kegon Shehirkin Ahu Echad Mehen Birosho. We're talking about a case when he nodded his head in a way showing that he was like agreeing with it. Tashema, let's take a look and see if this is really true. Haru Beis Din, Beis Din Paskin, V'yodechel Me'em Shetonim, knows there's a mistake. Formally says, Torment Timmy is making a mistake, Haru Elu Peturim. In all these cases, they're going to be putter from a Parallel Dover Shel Tzibar. Taima, Darmelem, Torment Timmy, the Peturim. The reason why they're going to be putter is because he said the Lashon, you made a mistake. Ha'ashasek, what's a mashmo? Said if they're quiet, Shasek Mishtak, Nechayev, and they're going to be Chayev, V'gomer La Hora'a. And the ruling would be finished. Va'amai, but why would that be? Vaha lo haru kulan. We don't have everybody being paskining over here, right? You have a dissenting judge. And even if he didn't speak out what he was saying, he voiced what he wanted, it still shouldn't be complete, according to Yonason, that they need everyone as judges agreeing. Up to the Gemara, Amr Hachanami, here too, Kagon Shihirkin. Here can be real. Sure, we're talking about a case where the judge nodded his head, seemingly showing that he is in agreement over here. Masiv Rav Mishar Shia comes to ask a question. Samchum Rav Senu, Al Divir Rav Shim Gamliel, Al Divir Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. There were some on these two greats over here. Shayom, they said, Ein Gozin Gezira El Tzibar. You don't make a gezeirah in the tzibur unless the majority of the peeps are able to handle it, unless they can take it. The Amar Rav Adda Bar Abba, my kra, where do we see the pasuk that says it? It says the pasuk Malachi, Ba me'era atem ne'orim va'osi atem kovim hagoy kulo. With a curse you are cursed, yet me you rob the entire nation. It says Rashi, Kigon Chagoy Kulo Diacholin Lekabola. It says you're the entire nation. Ferubo Kakulo Dami, but the majority is considered like the whole thing. Sounds like then a majority of judges should be enough for Parliament. So it kind of knocks off of Yonasan's whole sheet over here that you need everybody. So the Gemara Tiyofta, Taka knocked them out. Vela my koladas, why does it say koladas? Which seems to be saying not Ruba Kakula, but it's got to be all. Hachi Gamar, I Kakulam, if the entire court is there, Havi Hora, that is considered a Rav. Yilo, but if not, Lavi Hora, it's not considered a Hora. So they all actually have to be there. Rashi says, Sanhedrin Shoshivim Echad, Havi Hora, Fapi Shalohu Kolosin Shoshalos, if you don't have everyone passing. Amar Rav Yoshua. Then 10 people are sitting in judgment. Kolar toli b'tzayr of kulan. A chain hangs around the neck of all of them. They're all going to be responsible for the judgment, for a mistake. So the Gemara Pshita, obviously, right? They're part of the judgment, so they're responsible. No, Kamash Balan, the field Talmud of Fnei Rabbi, even a student sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he's realized the teacher made a mistake over him, he's quiet over there, then he's going to be responsible for the mistake that happened over there. Rav Huna, ki hava nafik levedina, when he would go to court and get involved in some sort of din, ma'isi asara tanoid b'li rav l'kamei, he would bring 10 great sages from the Beit HaMidrash to be in front of him, ki hechi, in order that, the nityan shiba mekshura, in order that, they should all get a chip or a piece of wood from the beam. In other words, he's sharing the judgment with all of them, so he's not going to get all the hit for the punishment, but it'll be split amongst them. Havashi gave him icy terefta lekamei. When Ravashi, when they were bringing a question about a trefa in front of him, a trefa is you have this animal has some sort of thing that will die within a year, or maybe not. The maisi asara tavchi masa v'chasya. You bring 10 butchers from this place, masa v'chasya. Like they were holding stock, they needed to check the trefas. So Mosef Kamein, and put them in front of him. Amar, you would say, ki hechi dindim tiyon shiva mechshur, so they could take chips of the beam. You know what, friends? We're going to stop over here by the Mishnah and pick it up next time. Until then, we wish all you all a great, great day.